So this is a question about the relative size of the financial sector in a free private economy. And I think this refers back to a previous question I answered where I might have said that in a free market, maybe the financial sector would be smaller or not. And he's making the case as, wouldn't the differences in a completely free banking with no Federal Reserve, wouldn't the differences between different banks and the fractional reserves they had create complexities and actually increase the size of the financial sector? I mean, my point is this. I don't know. I don't know how big or small the relative size of the financial, and it's not important. What's important is that the financial sector be free, free of government regulation, free of government control, free of the government printing money, free of the Federal Reserve, that the financial sector should be free, and how it evolves, how it deals with the complexities that are created. Because you're right, currency issued by Citibank might be worth differently than currency issued by the Bank of Texas. And you'd need mechanisms to deal with that, which don't exist today. And you might have a derivatives market. You certainly would have a futures market in currencies and so on. It would definitely create some complexities and some uncertainties, and you would have to deal with this. And contracts might be more complex. I tend to think they'd be less complex. But some things would go away. Some things would be created. And the end result would be more freedom. I have no idea if that means bigger, smaller, or the same. Well, I know it's not going to be the same. Everything would be changed. The whole banking system, the whole way in which our financial system is organized would be altered. I mean, you guys don't have a clue on how deeply, fundamentally, every aspect of a financial world is regulated and controlled by government, from the way that stock market exchanges function and what they're allowed to do and not allowed to do. And all this drives all kinds of behaviors, and the way everything that banks do is regulated, everything investment banks do. The whole structure of the financial industry, the differences between different financial institutions, all of it is driven by regulation. If you eliminate those regulations, who knows how the financial industry would evolve? All I can tell you is it would be beautiful.